The Senate Judiciary Committee will hold a hearing on Supreme Court ethics reform today as questions continue to swirl around the business dealings of several justices. Last month, a ProPublica investigation found that Justice Clarence Thomas didn't disclose two decades of luxury vacations paid for by a wealthy Republican donor who also bought real estate from him in Georgia. Last week, Politico reported that Justice Neil Gorsuch didn't disclose the identity of the person who bought property from him in Colorado. And also turned out to be the head of a law firm that has multiple cases before the Supreme Court. And over the weekend, Business Insider reported that Chief Justice John Roberts' wife made more than $10 million in commissions from elite law firms. Today's hearings will go forward despite Roberts declining to appear before the panel. Joining us now to talk about all this is NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Nina, why are they holding this hearing when none of the people involved are testifying?
Because I think we're at a bit of a tipping point. In the last couple of years, legal ethics experts who for years said, look, they're not violating the code of conduct, have changed their tune, at least certainly about some of Thomas's behavior. And the rest of these reports, they say, are just a kind of drip, drip, drip that makes it look bad for the court. And it's time, they think, for the court to write its own code of conduct. There's nothing wrong with a spouse having a job. Jane Roberts, the Chief Justice's wife, for instance, actually left being a lawyer and became a recruiter so that she would not be working for firms on matters that might come before the court. And there's nothing wrong with Neil Gorsuch selling his property. He's allowed to do that. He should have said who bought it. But it turned out he didn't know the guy. The guy was actually a Democrat.
Now, Nina, what can Congress actually do?
Well, the court is a separate branch of government. Congress can't tell it what to do. But there is, for example, a bill that would require the court to write its own code of conduct that it makes public and is clear about. And I think these kinds of suggestions will come more and more and more. Professor Stephen Vladeck of the University of Texas wrote that the reason that these news reports have such traction is that there's no independent person who can say, look, this is a nothing burger. In all the agencies of government, in Congress and in the executive branch, there's some form of independent investigator who can look at stuff and say, no, this is nothing, and can say, no, you need to do something about this. But that doesn't exist with the court. And until the court creates its own code of conduct, and I suspect tries to do something about having an independent voice looking at what it does, that's not going to change.
So, Nina, how is the court responding to all this?
The court is an institution steeped in tradition and steeped in opaqueness. You do not know what's going on there. And it says over and over again, look, what we do, you do see. It's our opinions. They just can't perceive the idea that times have changed and people don't just trust them. And because of that, as Amanda Frost from UVA, who's going to be testifying today, says, they are unable to distinguish, they are unable to perceive how much trouble they're in.
That's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Nina, thanks.
Thank you.